G20 crypto regulation. Why the U.S. still trails. Its peers Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong said this week that most G20 countries already regulate crypto trading, leaving the United States as the group's standout laggard. The comment, shared by Cointelegraph on August 23, 2026, lands while Congress remains stuck on the market structure bill meant to fix exactly that gap. The framing is not new for Armstrong, who has spent years arguing that American firms operate under enforcement actions instead of written rules. The difference now is the contrast. The other 19 members of the G20 have moved, and the U.S. has a bill sitting unfinished. The gap Armstrong is pointing at. The G20 groups the world's largest economies, and Armstrong's claim is that nearly all of them have passed or activated a framework covering how crypto is bought, sold, and custodied. The European Union's markets and crypto assets regime is the clearest example, with licensing now enforced across member states. Japan runs registration through its financial services agency, and several other members have live regimes for exchanges and stablecoins. The U.S., by contrast, still splits jurisdiction between the SEC and the CFTC, with no statute drawing a clean line between a security and a commodity. That ambiguity is why token issuers and exchanges have spent years litigating basic questions about which regulator they answer to. For anyone holding assets or spending through a crypto card tied to a U.S.-based issuer, the practical effect is uncertainty about which products can launch domestically and how quickly. Firms often ship features abroad first and bring them to American users later, if at all. Congress has a bill, but not a vote. The vehicle meant to end the standoff is the Clarity Act, which would assign most digital asset spot markets to the CFTC and set registration rules for trading platforms. A cloture vote has been set for September 15, 2026, but the bill has repeatedly slipped, and its path through the Senate is not guaranteed. That delay is why the second largest development this week matters. The CFTC's chair said that if the Clarity Act stays stalled, the agency will move ahead and write crypto market rules on its own, according to a Wu Blockchain report on August 23, 2026. The agency has signaled the same intent before, framing unilateral rulemaking as a fallback rather than a first choice. Agency rules are not a substitute for legislation. They can be challenged in court, rewritten by a future administration, or preempted if Congress finally passes a statute. A CFTC-only regime would also leave the SEC's claims over certain tokens unresolved. Still, it would give trading venues something the U.S. currently lacks: a written standard to register against. Market backdrop as prices cool. The regulatory debate is playing out against a market that ran hot and then paused. As of August 23, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $76,159, down 1.9% on the day, but up almost 22% over the prior week. Ether sat around $2,412, off 4.3% in 24 hours, yet up 28% on the week, and XRP was near $148 after a 6.3% daily drop that still left it up roughly 48% over 7 days. The Fear and Greed Index read 76, firmly in greed territory, which fits a market that rallied hard and is now digesting the move. Rules do not set daily prices, but a settled U.S. framework tends to matter more for where large institutions are willing to custody and route capital over the longer run than for any single session's candle. The stakes for U.S. users and firms? The competitive argument is straightforward. When rules are written elsewhere first, product launches, licensing, and capital tend to follow. Firms based in jurisdictions with MICA or a live registration regime can tell partners and banks exactly which box they fit into. U.S. firms still cannot, which pushes some activity offshore and slows what reaches domestic customers. The counterargument is that rushed legislation can lock in bad definitions that are hard to unwind. The Clarity Act's supporters and skeptics both agree the details matter more than the timeline, which is part of why the bill has moved slowly. For now, Armstrong's point stands as a scoreboard reading. The rest of the G20 has acted, and the U.S. has a vote scheduled for September. The gap he described will narrow only if that vote holds, or if the CFTC follows through on writing rules alone.